Numbers chapter 26. After the plague, Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saying, Take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel, from 20 years old and upward, by their fathers' houses, all who are able to go out to war in Israel. Moses and Eleazar the priest spoke with them in the plains of Moab, by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, Take a census from 20 years old and upward, as Yahweh commanded Moses and the children of Israel. These are those who come out of the land of Egypt. Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, the sons of Reuben, of Hanok, the family of the Hanokites, of Palu, the family of the Paluites, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Carmi, the family of the Carmites. These are the families of the Reubenites. And those who were counted of them were 43,730. To the son of Palu, Eliab. The sons of Eliab, Nemuel, Dathan, and Abiram. These are that Dathan and Abiram, who were called by the congregation, who rebelled against Moses and against Aaron in the company of Korah when they rebelled against Yahweh. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah when that company died. At the time, the fire devoured 250 men and became a sign. Notwithstanding, the sons of Korah didn't die. The sons of Simeon, after their families of Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites, of Jamin, the family of the Jaminites, and Jachin, the family of the Jachinites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerites, of Sheol, the family of the Sheolites. These are the families of the Simeonites, 22,200. The sons of Gad, after their families, of Zephon, the family of the Zephonites, of Haggai, the family of the Haggites, of Shuni, the family of the Shunites, of Ozni, the family of the Oznites, and Eri, the family of the Erites, of Arad, the family of the Aradites, of Areli, the family of the Arelites. These are the families of the sons of Gad, according to those who were counted of them, 40,500. The sons of Judah, and Onan. And Onan died in the land of Canaan. The sons of Judah, after their families, were of Shelah, the family of the Shulamites, of Perez, the family of the Perizzites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerites. The sons of Perez were of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Shemuel, the family of the Shemuelites. These are the families of Judah, according to those who were counted of them, 76,500. The sons of Issachar, after their families, of Tola, the family of the Tolites, of Puvah, the family of the Punites, of Jashub, the family of the Jashubites, of Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. These are the families of Issachar, according to those who were counted of them, 64,300. The sons of Zebulun, after their families, of Sarid, the family of the Sirenites, of Elon, the family of the Elonites, of Jalil, the family of the Jalonites. These are the families of the Zebulunites, according to those who were counted of them, 60,500. The sons of Joseph, after their families, Manasseh and Ephraim. The sons of Manasseh, of Machir, the family of the Machirites, and the Machir became the father of Gilead. Of Gilead, the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead, of Lezer, the family of the Lezerites, of Helek, the family of the Helekites, and Ashrael, the family of the Ashrelites, and Shechem, the family of the Shechemites, and Shemida, the family of the Shemidanites, and Hefer, the family of the Heferites. Zelophehad, Fahad, the son of Hefer, had no sons, but daughters. The names of the daughters of Ziklag were Mahlah, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These are the families of Manasseh. Those who were counted of them were 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim after their families, of Shutelah, the family of the Shutelites, of Becher, the family of the Becherites, of Toan, the family of the Toanites. These are the sons of Zethuhlah, of Iran, the families of the Iranites. These are the families of the two sons of Ephraim, according to those who were counted of them, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph after their families. The sons of Benjamin after their families, of Bela, the family of the Belanites, of Hashbel, the family of the Ashbelites, of Ariam, the family of the Aramites, of Shephupham, the family of the Shephamites, of Hupham, the family of the Huphamites. The sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman, the family of the Ardites, and of Naaman, the family of the Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin after their families, and those who were counted of them were 45,600. The sons of Dan after the families of Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan after their families. All the families of the Shuhamites, according to those who were counted of them, were 64,400. The sons of Asher after their families, of Imnah, the family of the Imites, of Hishvi, the family of the Hishvites, and Beriah, the family of the Berites. The sons of Beriah, of Heber, the family of the Heberites, of Malchiel, the family of the Malachites. The son of the daughter of Asher was Sarah. These are the families of the sons of Asher according to those who were counted of them, 53,400. The sons of Naphtali, after their families, of Jaziel, the family of the Jazielites, of Guni, the family of the Gunites, of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites, of Shillem, the family of the Shillemites. These are the families of Naphtali according to their families, and those who were counted of them were 45,400. These are those who were counted of the children of Israel, 601,730. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "To these the land shall be divided for inheritance according to the numbers of names. To the more you shall give the more inheritance, and to the fewer you shall give the less inheritance. To everyone according to those who were counted of him shall his inheritance be given. Notwithstanding, the land shall be divided by lot, according to the names of the tribes of their fathers they shall inherit. According to the lot shall their inheritance be divided between the more and the fewer." These are those who were counted of the Levites after their families, of Gershon, the family of the Gershonites, of Kohath, the family of the Kohathites, of Merari, the family of the Merarites. These are the families of Levi, the family of the Libnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Mahlites, the family of the Hushites, and the family of the Kereshites. Korath became the father of Amram. The name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, who was born in Levi in Egypt. She bore to Amram, Aaron, and Moses, and Miriam, their sister. To Aaron were born Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Nadab and Abihu died when they offered strange fire before Yahweh. Those who were counted of them were 23,000, every male from a month old and upward. For they were not counted among the children of Israel, because there was no inheritance given them among the children of Israel. These are those who were counted by Moses and Eleazar the priests, who counted the children of Israel in the plains of Moab, by the Jordan at Jericho. But among these, there was not a man of them who were counted by Moses and Aaron the priest, who counted the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For Yahweh had said to them, "They shall surely die in the wilderness." There was not a man left of them except Caleb the son of Jephunneh, or Jephunneh, and Joshua the son of Nun. Numbers chapter 27. Then the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, came near. These are the names of his daughters: Mahlah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. They stood before Moses, before Eleazar the priest, and before the princes and all the congregation at the door of the tent of meeting, saying, "Our father died in the wilderness. He was not among the company of those who gathered themselves together against Yahweh and the company of Korah, but he died in his own sin. He had no sons. Why should the name of our father be taken away from among his family because he had no son? Give to us a possession among the brothers of our father." Moses brought their case before Yahweh. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "The daughters of Zelophehad speak right. You shall surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brothers. You shall cause the inheritance of their father to pass to them. You shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, 'If man dies and has no son, then you shall cause his inheritance to pass to his daughter. If he has no daughter, then you shall give his inheritance to his brothers. If he has no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to his father's brothers. If his father has no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to the kinsman who is next to him of his family, and he shall possess it. This shall be a statute and an ordinance for the children of Israel, as Yahweh commanded Moses.' Yahweh said to Moses, 'Go up into the mountain of Abiram and see the land which I have given to the children of Israel. When you have seen it, you also shall be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother was gathered. Because in the strife of the congregation you rebelled against my word in the wilderness of Zin, to honor me as holy at the waters before their eyes. These are the waters of Meribah of Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin.' Moses spoke to Yahweh, saying, 'Let Yahweh, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over their congregation, who may go out before them, and who may come in before them, and who may lead them out, and who may bring them in, that the congregation of Yahweh may not be as sheep which has no shepherd.' Yahweh said to Moses, 'Take Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit, lay your hand on him. Set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and commission him in their sight. You shall give authority to him, that all the congregation of the children of the Israel may obey. He shall stand before Eleazar the priest. You shall inquire for him by the judgment of the Urim before Yahweh. At his word they shall go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the congregation of Israel with him, even all the congregation.' Moses did as Yahweh commanded him. He took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation. He laid his hands on him and commissioned him as Yahweh spoke by Moses."